Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
So I am not sure if I'm going to be recording a podcast tomorrow or Friday. Probably not for sure on Friday, but tomorrow might be a day that I always think that I have time and I don't. So I'm actually flying out to Omaha, Nebraska tomorrow. And I just know that I will probably put too much on my plate and I may not do the podcast just because I'm going to want to get showered and packed and ready and prepared. And I don't have a car today, so I'm stuck here. And now all of a sudden I've been thinking of the different errands that I have to run. Well, my husband's car is in the shop and my car is with him at work. So bear with me if I don't come on a podcast Thursday or Friday. But I do want to come to you now and ask you, what are you struggling with? Relationships, people in your family, people at work, your job, what's going on in the world? Are you worrying about things impacting your life? Will you be forced to get a vaccine? Are you struggling with what's going on in the world and you're looking to the world to give you that moment of relief, pleasure? Are you diving into alcohol and drugs, food? Are you completely ignoring the body, the spirit? Do you have a prayer life with God? Do you have a relationship with Him? Everything that we struggle with in our lives, everything, can be answered and healed through Jesus. So why don't we run to Him more with everything? I remember my spiritual director, who's a priest, said, his spiritual director said, every time you do something, you should ask Jesus if you should do it. I remember hearing him say that. I seriously looked at him like, dude, How is that possible? And if I think about that, when was that? That must have been almost a year and a half ago. And it's not so funny now. I really hope that you listened to the podcast yesterday and you truly looked at your relationship with God and you said, Lord, help me. What am I supposed to do more of? What am I supposed to do less of? Because there could be that too. Less looking at social media and flipping through your phone, more sitting in silence with you. Less sitting on my butt watching Netflix, more getting out, walking in your nature and your creation, and moving this body that you gave me. Because I can. I don't know, maybe there are people out there who can't. But I can. And I should be using that gift, not letting myself deteriorate. Same with the food choices, same with how much I drink. Same with some of those people out there who are pulled into attraction, lusting after people, looking at them like objects, watching pornography, self-gratification. You know, what's most often the problem is we think we're giving it to God. And we're not. Sometimes we have sins that we'd like. We can't imagine our life without him. But from a person who has been there, done that with so many things, and have fallen back into some things, I want you to know this. You haven't truly given it to God. Because that is when God will really start working. I remember I was going to confession over and over and over again for the same thing. And I finally got to a point where I was so just disgusted with myself for saying those words again. I know a lot of priests. They are not in that confessional for themselves. They've heard it all. Nothing you're going to say is going to shock them. So don't ever hold back. And number two, that is supposed to be Jesus there on the other side of that screen. Don't think of him as Father X, Y, or Z. Don't think about how embarrassed you are as you're saying those words. Think about that that's Jesus on the other side. And when I do that, I start bawling. It makes it such a more intimate confession because I'm talking to Jesus, not to a man who became a priest in my mind, right? It's a big difference. So So if you can't forgive, you have resentment, you're continuously doing a sin over and over again, especially mortal sins, ones that cut your soul off from God. Is that sin worth your soul? Something you may want to ask before you do that sin. I'll tell you, that was part of what I was asking myself. Why is this something that I need instead of going to God to help me with this? And to help make my mind right about it, right? This isn't normal. This isn't what God wants. Lord, help me understand. I mean, it's really, for me, it became a logical knowledge process. And I think faith may be a little bit different, the journey, but your relationship with God and the way that you climb up the 9 levels of prayer and all of that are very similar, but you kind of get the gift of faith and then you start acquiring that knowledge of why do we believe what we believe? And then it's that battle with your existing beliefs and the new beliefs that you've just been shown, how incongruent they are, and how much help you need because you got to change pretty much everything. That was my life. And it will continue to be growing and learning and falling and picking myself back up with Jesus' hand pulling me up. It's the Jesus pulling me up that I just thought about when I was reflecting on what to speak about today, because I wanted to just reiterate how important the question is for all of us to ask regularly, how is my relationship with God? And if you want to live in joy, I'm going to say it, please sign up for joyprayerworkshops.com. joyprayerworkshops.com. September 17th, this Friday, live, but you can also register and get a link and learn how to live with joy. Learn how to pray with joy in your heart. I don't know anyone who would say, no, I'm good. I got plenty of joy in my life. I mean, I don't think anyone on the human, any human being has ever said that. Nope, I've got enough. I'm good. Don't need to be any happier. I know joy and happiness are different, but think about it in the real world, right? How you're constantly seeking happiness. So let's go for the real deal, right? Let's go for the gusto. Let's go for God, which is where that joy resides. And where that joy is gifted from, the heart of the Lord. All right, everyone. I love you all. Not sure about Thursday or Friday. So hold tight. We'll see. Okay. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.